Good morning.
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Matthew 6, verse 3 and 4. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Amen. Let's pray together. God, we thank you this morning. We come before you, and we want to worship you. And Lord, we just ask you for your presence to come as we share and just pray to you and cry out to you together. And we thank you for giving us this morning. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Peace, Sam. Had some stomach issues, right? So he just texted me. But I want to thank you for praying for me. If you knew about me traveling to China, I had to see my parents. I left on Monday and came back yesterday in the evening. Some of you know they came and they shared about their testimony of how God's moving in their lives, and they want to move in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So they've been praying for that, fasting and praying, and now they're gathering all their kind of like their workers together. Co-workers in the Lord, believers together to have a prayer meeting kind of thing, like a conference. So they invited a speaker, this Korean guy, and they started meeting on Monday, and they'll go meet until Saturday. And our church is giving them some money, like Mission Board is giving them some money. So we needed a way to get the money to them, and we could have wired it over, but my dad asked me if I would come, so I said, okay, I'll come, and I wanted to pray with them for a day. So I went, so thank you for praying, if you prayed yesterday, and it was a good trip. The speaker is pretty cool. He's very, very Korean, but he, apparently, from his sharing, he's raised the dead, you know, like he's prayed for people. He moves in healing and stuff, and he had some stories. That's crazy as well. So I'm excited. So thank you. But for me, this trip was a good chance for me to hear some sermons, because yeah, I used to listen to quite a bit of sermons, especially from Bethel Church, right? GA is, and they're always talking about Bethel Church. Bethel Church sermons. I also listened to the IHOP Sunday sermons. And it was just a real good chance for me to hear these sermons and get fed even more. And just this particular sermon that I heard really spoke to me, and I just want to kind of go off of that and share with you. It was just the topic was on giving generously, and it was by Mike Bickle, who's the founder of IHOP, International House of Prayer. And so this is not about the church pledge, so please don't feel like there's all this talk about giving to the church. It's not about that, so please don't have any pressure or there's no like burden upon you to give to the church or do all that kind of stuff. So don't take it like this. But I just thought it was quite, so good. This is what we were just talking about. And for him giving, he was sharing. He's very excited when he shares about giving, and he challenges people to give to the Lord, because for him it's mostly an opportunity for us to see that God is directly involved in our lives, right? So what he's saying is every time he gives, and he started giving when he was very young. When he was 18, he was taking he was a youth group pastor, I guess, and he was taking some kids on a ski trip, and these girls didn't have money to go on the trip. So he just said, okay, he just committed to pay for these girls, but he didn't have any money. And he committed to paying for these girls, and he he was working, so he had a bit of money, but he didn't know how he was going to pay for these girls. And it's the day of the trip, and he still has no idea. So he's thinking, okay, maybe we'll go, and I'll maybe work at the ski, the resort center, and I'll work for them, and I won't go skiing, but I'll pay for them. So he's thinking all these things, and then, like the day before they leave, day of their leaving, I'm butchering the story. Basically, he gets the money, $500 US, and it comes in two parts, $250 by one person, and then another $250 by another person. And he shares all these different stories, and his whole point is, every time he gave or he committed to give to someone, God was looking at him, and God knew what he was doing, and God was saying, yeah, that's good, go for it, and I'm with you, and I'm behind you, and I'm backing you up. And this is a passage today, right? When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And that's what I want to focus on, that the Father will see you. Every time you make a decision in your heart to give, whether it's to the church, whether it's to someone that's in need, to whatever, and no one else may know, and that's the whole point. We want to do it so that no one else knows, so that we don't get prideful and we don't think it's, we don't, start taking credit or whatever. But the Father sees you, right? And God is directly involved in your life and with your life. And he knows every time you make that decision. He knows how difficult it is for us sometimes to make that decision to give. And he sees us in secret when we give. And so he loves it, because when he challenges people, it's an opportunity for them to see that, wow, God really knows what I'm doing. He knows how much I'm giving. And because he believes in the faithfulness of God to repay. And so I'll just share one story that he had, but I'm not going to quite say it right. But if you podcast the IHOP sermons, then you can download it, listen for it yourself. But he shares about this one lady who came to talk to him, and she was in trouble. And she was basically in financial trouble, and she needed to get $2,000 like on that day. At 5 p.m. that day, she needed to come up with $2,000. He's about 23 or so. He's already a pastor of a church. And this lady needs $2,000, comes to talk to him. So he asks, hey, so are you tithing? And she's like, no, but and he challenges her, but because in Malachi, if you have a chance, you go read Malachi, and God talks about tithing and says, hey, test me and try me. See if I will not repay you, and I will not take care of you if you trust me with your 10%. So you know how PSM always says tithing just gets you face to face with God. You're not giving over and beyond by tithing. That's just what God owns. So he says the same thing. Tithing is just the basic Christianity 101. You just do it. It gets you face to face with God. So he's like, you have to tithe. And so she's like, you're adding burden to my already big financial burden. But he really challenges her and convinces her that you start tithing, and God's going to really see you, and God's going to provide for you and all these things. So she listens to him, and she says, okay, then she commits. She says, I don't have anything right now, but I commit to tithing. Even the little income that I have, I'll tithe. And so he tests her, hey, are you really committed to this? When you're really in need and when you really don't have a lot of money, are you going to tithe? And she says, yeah, I'll do it. So he says in his heart, he didn't tell her, but he said in his heart privately, he said, okay, I'm going to do everything that I can to help this woman out, like to provide for her and stuff like that. So she goes, and then another guy comes in who just visited his church a few times, but he is not from the church. But he comes and, he says, I've visited your church a few times, and I just want to receive some prayer, because our church doesn't really do this kind of stuff. So he's like, okay. So he just prays a normal prayer, just like, you know, God bless this person, come into his life. And then this guy starts manifesting demons. So he, like, does the deliverance ministry, right? He prays for him, gets the demon out, and he's like, oh, that's crazy. You know, our church doesn't do it. But he says, yeah, our church does it. So he prays for him, and he's about to go. But before he leaves, he says, oh, I just want to show my gratitude. And here's a check, and it's a check for $2,000, blank check. He says, you can give it to anybody. You can give it, you know, keep it for yourself, or give it to the church, or whoever you want to. So he goes, and then he calls the lady and says, hey, are you still committed to tithing? She's like, yeah. Okay, then I have a check for $2,000 for you. And then he says, you know, it doesn't always work like this. Sometimes you make a commitment or you give, and really you are the one that has to sacrifice. And I like that about his story about the ski trip. He was ready to do whatever was in his own power to meet, like, the commitment that he made. You know, he said, I'll commit $500. And it wasn't, I'll commit $500, and so if God miraculously provides for me, then I'll give the $500. He says, commit $500, and I'll do whatever I can. If I have to eat less, if I have to not enjoy kind of the luxurious things in life, then I'll give that up and make sure that I have the $500. And then God provided for him. And so he says, yeah, it doesn't always work out like that, but the thing that he is most excited about is the fact that when we start giving and we start trusting the Lord with our finances, we start having our own stories and of how God's watching us, and he sees what we do in secret. So for me, I have always given quite freely. Like my dad was very big on generosity. He would always say, you just give generously, give whenever you can. So I've always tried to do that, but I've always also had enough. Like in college, you know, I got half my scholarship, half my tuition I got through scholarship, and then my parents paid for the other half. But all my friends, they're working, and they have loans, and they have to pay for their own. Plus, on top of that, I was working on campus, so I had a job. So I just had spending money, right? And my friends didn't have any. So I just throughout college and even afterwards, I've always had enough. Like I've never struggled with money. I've never been in a situation where I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna pay for my rent or my bills or how I'm gonna eat. So when I give, it hurts a little bit. You know, PSAM talks about giving until it hurts. So it hurts. Of course it hurts because, you know, we get tied down with money and we think it's so important. But it doesn't really hurt me. You know, it's not like, oh man, if I give this, I don't know what I'm going to do. But because of that, I don't really have stories that I can share where it's like crazy. It's something that I'll remember. God has always provided for me. God has always given me more than enough every time I needed anything. But it's not significant enough where I was like in need and God came. Except for one time I was in SP. My very first 2003, I came back from university. And I just started coming to SP maybe a few months. Maybe like 2 months. And I met like Annie and Chayin and some people. I just kind of got connected. I knew PSAM through my brother Matt, who knew him through his Toronto days when he used to speak in Toronto at camps and stuff. So I'd been coming and I needed to go to DTS, YWAM, DTS, and I needed $1,000 to go. I had enough, but I just needed $1,000. And so PSAM just said, hey, you know, this guy, I've only been coming for 2 months, but he was like, yeah, he's going to DTS and he's in need. And remember, 2003, so our church is pretty small. He just said, you know, come out, and they pray for me, and they just took a love offering. They said he's still in need of $1,000. So if you feel like, you know, you should give, then give. And people gave, and is like over, I think, 8,000 Hong Kong, which is enough, right, to cover 1,000 U.S. So that's one story that I can remember. But nothing like like this where I was like in need. I didn't know what to do, but God came through. But just these days, I've been feeling the challenge or the invitation from God to give in a way that's going to hurt me. And I'm not talking about the church pledge. It was before the whole pledge thing came out, God's just been speaking to me about giving, you know, more than what I can afford. I mean, I can kind of afford it. I'm not saying, like, if I give this, I can't pay my rent. But it's just more than what I've ever given. So, you know, I want to do it. It's hard, though. Because it's, like, scary. Like, what am I going to do? But also, it's an opportunity, right, for God to come and, hey, show me that he does see what I'm giving, does know what he's doing, and he's going to provide for me. And also, you know how money is a very spiritual thing? PCM always says money is a very spiritual thing. And I, just listening to this and thinking about my own life, I really agree, you know, because money is so important to us. Money is, you know, it's we need it, it's necessary, and it's very, very important. And we give it a lot of value. And because of that, I think money is so spiritual, because what we do with our money, I think, is a very good representation of where our heart's at. I read a quote just this morning that, you know, you look at someone's checkbook or you look at someone's bank account or how they spend the money, and you can kind of see where their heart is at. And I think it's true, you know, because it's so important and so necessary and so valuable, you know, what we do with that is like a direct representation of where our heart is. And so just this morning, I want to encourage you, you know, your Father who sees in secret, your Father, our Heavenly Father, we really have to remember that. Every time we do anything, whether it's giving, we're praying, whether it's helping someone out, Father, our Father sees us in secret. No one else may see it, but that's precisely the point, that no one else knows what we're doing, but our Father will see us, and he's directly involved with our lives, and especially in the area of giving. He knows how much we give, and he knows how hard it is and how difficult it is, and he knows our need, and he's going to come through and provide for us. So let's close our eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to come speak to us. In the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. In the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you, 'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. I am reaching for the highest. I am reaching for the highest goal, that I might receive the prize. Pressing onward, pushing every hindrance aside, out of my way, 'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more.
I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. Yes, Father. We thank you that you see us in secret, God. And just in through the area of giving, we want to know you more. We want to know, Father, that you are our provider. We want to know you and experience you just in ways we haven't been able to before. So, God, come and speak to our hearts. Holy Spirit, come and speak to us, Lord, and take us deeper into our experience with you and our knowledge of you. We thank you, Lord. So for our group prayer focus, let's pray for our house churches that's meeting today. There's Robinson Road House Church, Kennedy Road House Church, Causeway Bay is meeting today. Can help me out if you... Seymour and Kowloon. Yeah, Kowloon, Seymour, Causeway Bay, Robinson, and Kennedy. So let's pray for the leaders, and let's pray that God would really come and in a mighty, powerful way, be with our leaders, that he will speak through the leaders and just be in the midst of the meeting. So let's pray for our house church meetings for today. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Uzbekistan. Let's pray for Mr. Song, Pastor Song, Pastor Sam's dad. Let's pray for God's peace to be over him and just for God's direction for him. And let's also pray for Tashkent Bethel Church. Let's pray for the church members there that they will really continue to love God and continue to grow, and that their church will continue to be a light in that city. And let's also pray for Cambodia. Let's pray for Pastor Oh and the work that he is doing. And G.A., May, and Matt, they should be coming back today. So let's pray for safe journeys and that they'll be able to just come back safely, and that the work that they did and the ministry that they did, it will just continue in the lives of the people that they were able to minister to. And also, if you can continue to pray for my parents and in the prayer meeting, they'll meet until Saturday. So let's pray that God would come and meet them. The people, the workers, in the past, they have been very closed to the Holy Spirit. So there needs to be a lot of, just their hearts need to melt a little bit before the Lord. So they might be like the hard to receive ones. So let's pray that God would really come and do a work in their hearts. Thank you. Lord Jesus,
lift up that church, God. We want to lift up the leadership, God, the young people. And we want to pray, Father, for your peace, God. Lord, remember this church, God, and I pray that they will really be a light in Tashkent, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that you will remember the church, God, and the work that they have done, God, and remember the young people, Lord Jesus, God, and I pray that you will come. Be with Papa Song as well, Lord Jesus, God. I pray that you will give him peace. And you will give him comfort, Lord Jesus, guidance and leading. Be with Pastor O in Cambodia and the work that he is doing. The new life, God, and all the other meetings, God. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to speak to him and guide him and help him to be the nation taker, you know, that you have called him to be, Lord Jesus, God. So lead him. And also, God, you know, on my dad, God, the prayer meetings, Lord, you will come, Lord Jesus.
And lastly, let's pray for our church building search and our whole move. Let's pray that God would provide for us and also lead us to the right building and be with the committee that's been set up, that God would give us wisdom and just direction and real motivation in our hearts to work hard for this. Let's pray for that. Dear God, we thank you for this morning, and thank you for listening to our prayers, God, and we just want to lift up all our prayers to you, and be with us the rest of this day, Lord. We want to live, to grow closer to you. We want to live, to minister to you, to glorify you. So help us today, Holy Spirit. Give us grace to obey you and to walk with you, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.